Hey, hi, thanks everyone. Thanks, Josh. This is my second time performing, I was actually earlier this week, or it was late last week, I had to go to the clinic, you know, one of these clinics, not a walk-in one, but they make an appointment and you have to go, and you go through a quick 15 minutes of whatever you want kind of thing. And the doctor there was the worst I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know, I'm not really aware of what it takes to go to med school, and you know, you get your Bachelor of Science and whatever you do, and then you get your MD, and probably there's a class in there somewhere on like bedside manner. And he must have been there then on campus and said, "Bedside manner. Fuck that shit. I'm going to smoke some weed or something," because he completely missed that class. Because when I got there, I felt like I was kind of an intruder of some kind in his office. And mostly he talked about, not like what I was there for, but mostly he talked about like how busy he was. And he was saying, "Oh, there's two offices down there. They should have doctors in them." And he was kind of giving me a hard time as if it was my fault in some kind of way. So that I had to kind of maybe like lobby the premier to let more international doctors into the country so that his workload would decrease. And I said, "Man, I'm just here trying to get a prescription. I'm not responsible for recruiting the doctors." And then he said, "You know, do you already have a doctor?" And which I thought was kind of a dumb question, because if I did, of course, I wouldn't be coming to him, and especially to get, you know, berated by him like that. So then, you know, he chit-chatted a bit. I don't think during the whole thing he ever looked me in the face. But he eventually said, I said, "You know, I'm on the waiting list. I got a call. I'm from Newfoundland, but I only moved back to St. John's about 2 years ago. So I've got a call to I'm on the waiting list. I got a call about 4 months ago." And he said this in a voice that, in my opinion, a doctor shouldn't say in his outside voice. He said, "Oh, you're never going to get a doctor." And that's what everyone tells me. "Yes, you're on the waiting list, but it's so fucking long that you're never going to get a doctor." But I thought, "Hey, man, you're a doctor. You're supposed to be telling me this." And then I thought, maybe he knows the reasons. Like, one of them might be that I'm going to be dead before I get a doctor. That's a possibility. But then I thought, because he was on the computer the whole fucking time I was there, I thought, like, maybe he's putting shit in there, like, "I sexually assaulted them, I berated them, I had rude comments about various races and gender, so that's why I'm not going to get a doctor." They look at my file and they say, "This guy is too fucked up." "No, sorry, he needs help." So that was my experience, and not good. So in his opinion, his job was bad. But I was thinking earlier that he doesn't have the worst job in NL Health Services, and I thought about it because it sort of came out of this and happened to me about the guy who has the worst job in NL Health Services. And you guys are probably, I'm pretty confident I'm the oldest person in the room here. I see some people here who are 15 or 16, some people in their 20s, there's someone there who's 59, but apart from that, I'm probably the oldest guy. So you guys may not know what colon cancer screening is. So you probably know what cancer is, and you know where your colon is. It's very close to your semicolon and your exclamation mark, right down there. And the way they test for it is that they send you a kit in the mail. And the kit has basically little cylinders in it that you have to rub against your poop and send back in the mail to someone else. And then that someone else, that guy has gotten up in the morning, has a shave, puts on a nice shirt, nice pair of cotton pants, goes to work for 8 hours, for 8 fucking hours, he's opening envelopes and pulling out shit sticks out of his thing. And that's what he does. He doesn't want to go to lunch. He doesn't want to see any food. He doesn't know whether he washes hands enough to be able to grab food. So this is the guy who has the worst job in NL Health Services, I've determined.
It's over, Wayne's over.